This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. In 2008, Mexican artist Pedro Reyes created an art campaign called Palas por Pistolas. People voluntarily gave up more than 1,500 weapons, which he melted down to turn into the same number of shovels, which he then used to plant a corresponding number of trees. Shortly after that, government officials pointed out there was a similar gun return policy in the city of Juarez and asked Reyes if he wanted those weapons for his art. He said yes and in return received 6,700 firearms. But instead of shovels, this time Reyes broke them down and turned their components into musical instruments.
I believe that just instruments are kind of the diametrically opposite to what a gun is. The guns are the rule of fear, and music is the rule of trust.
Some of those musical instruments are currently on display at the USF Contemporary Art Museum.
Well, this is a xylophone.
A number of sawed-off rifle barrels of varied size rest across a rack.
And, you know, it's interesting to see how, depending on the length of the cannons, for instance, this was part of a rifle, you can get different notes. Over here, there's a flute, a sliding flute.
It's another sawed-off rifle barrel with a larger barrel serving as the mouthpiece.
Harmonica.
This is a pistol with the harmonica comb stuck between the trigger and the slide, so you basically hold it by the clip in the barrel.
This is an electric guitar.
Guitar strings run the length of the barrels of a double-barreled shotgun, with four pistols making up the body of the guitar itself.
These are, for instance, kind of a shaker.
That's a pistol that looks like it has a silencer on the barrel, only the gun is attached to a metal container filled with smaller metal gun pieces. The instruments have been used in a number of musical performances around the world. Some compositions sound like freeform jazz. While others put a decidedly new twist on familiar music. USF School of Music faculty and students will show what they can do with these instruments at a performance this Thursday night in USF Theater 2. The show, called Amendment to the Amendment, Understand Your Ground, is one of the first events in the Contemporary Art Museum's celebration of 25 years of displaying socially conscious art. USF Theater professor Dora Ariola.
Definitely our work, it has an intention, and the intention is to create this bridge between art and community. In this way, we have more reasons to exist.
While Ariola says the latter part of the show's title, Understand Your Ground, is extremely pertinent in light of such incidents as the shooting of Trayvon Martin and the death of a man in a Wesley Chapel movie theater last week.
This particular work is in the right place and in the right time.
Reyes wants to examine the concept of amending the amendment. In this case, the right to bear arms.
The discussion is always about, like, what is the right interpretation of the Second Amendment? Because the Second Amendment is something that is written in a language that leads to a lot of confusion. And also, it was written in a context which is a different historical context to what we live now.
Reyes knows that many Americans believe the Second Amendment shouldn't be changed. As a result, he views his work not as a siren call to gun control, but instead as an opportunity to have a discussion.
It's as simple as that. Do we need more guns? That's what you believe? Well, how would you do it? There may be people who would like to have a more pro-gun Second Amendment. They're welcome to say so.
That discussion, along with the musical performance, takes place Thursday at 7 p.m. in USF's Theater 2. Tickets are free, but reservations are encouraged. In addition, the weapons-turned-musical instruments will be on display at the USF Contemporary Art Museum through March 7th. For more information or to see pictures of some of the instruments, go to the University Beat page at wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.